Okay, today's daf is daf Yivdalet. We are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara has just been talking about saying Anenu, and the Gemara came to the conclusion that Anenu by a Yachid is said in Shomea Tefila. It's not said as a separate bracha. And the Gemara had problems with that based on other the Lashonos of Brisa and Brisas and Mishnayos. And the final line the Gemara said is that really we accept our that assumption that Anenu was said in Shomea Tefila. But in order to read certain Mishnayos, we had to say that the special Shmona Esrei that we're going to learn later on in the Masechta that said on Ta'anios Sibur is the special Shmona Esrei of 24 brachos is not said on the first two sets of Ta'anios. On the first three and the next three are not said, only said on the last seven. So that's where we pick up the Gemara, three lines to the bottom. Below, is this really true that the middle three we do not say the Shmona Esrei of 24 on Vahatanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa Ein Bein Gimel Shnios L'Sheva Achronos Ela Shebe'elu Masriin V'Noel and Asachanuyos? But Braisa says that there the only difference between the second set of three and the set of seven is that by these, by the last seven, we are Masriin, which we'll talk more about today, but let's just say it means blow shofar, V'Noel and Asachanuyos, and the stores are closed. But mashma, that's the only difference. Ha l'chol devrehem zevzeh shavin. But for other things, for example, the Shmona Esrei of 24, which you'd for sure say in the last seven, there will be shavin to the middle one. So therefore, it's mashma that the middle three also get a Shmona Esrei of 24. So how can we suggest that you don't? V'chite mahachanami tana v'shir. And if we want to say no, when it says ein bein, it doesn't really mean the only difference. It might have left off some differences. V'ha ein bein k'tani. But doesn't the language of ein bein sound bedafka? Does it sound like there is no? It's not just list off items. It's saying there is no difference except dot dot dot. So in words of a Tisbra, is that really true? Ein bein dafka. Is ein bein really dafka? We do know something that are left off. The hashir teva. We left out teva. What's teva? So we're going to have it tomorrow. Bez Hashem, at the beginning of the second parak, the beginning of the Seder Tanios Ketzad on the next daf, it says motzianis at teva l'rechov shalir. We bring out the Aron HaKodesh to the middle of the street in order to bring make people more emotional, get people into the tefillah. So that's also a difference between the last seven and the middle three. So it left that out from the Mishnah. So just like it left Teva out, so too it left out the 24 brachas. The Gemara says, no, imishib Teva laf shiurahi. No, that is not a good example of something that was left out. Mili ditzinaktani, mili defahasi loktani. The Mishnah is only interested in listing items that are done bitzina, done in private, like davening and like certain shofar blowing. But when it comes to davening membership for Hesia, like the teva, that's a different category of nihugim. So that's not in the Mishnah. So therefore, that's not considered something left out. So therefore, back to the question of nothing else is left out. So doesn't this prove that the brachos of 24 were said on the middle ta'anios? Amar Ravashi, Masi Zanami Teka. The Mishnah is also a raya, sounding like that you say the brachas of 24 on the middle fast days. The Ketani, because the Mishnah that we had earlier, Ma'il Yisiros Al Rishonos. What is more on the middle ones than on the first ones? Ella, I'm sorry, on the last ones than the middle ones. Ella Shebe'elu Masriim and Olan Asachanuyos. Ava B'chol Devrein Zevez HaShavin. So you see another lashon, not just Ein Bein of the Braisa, but you see the language of Ma'ilu, the language of the Mishnah. V'chite Mahachanami Tana V'shir. And if you want to say the year also, there's something left off the list, which we don't know about. V'ha Ma'ilu K'tani. Doesn't Ma'ilu sound like very specific? Even if you don't want to say Ein Bein is specific. What about the lashon of Ma'ilu? Isn't that specific? So Gemara says, V'tisbra, is that really true? Ma'ilu Dafka who? Is Ma'ilu Dafka, what do you mean? Something's left out of the Mishnah too. V'ashir L'teva. Same question we had before. Isn't Teva left out of that Mishnah? The Gemara says, no. Imishim Teva L'afshirahu. That Mishnah, it's not considered that anything is left out. That's not a shir. Why? Because look, it's in the next parak. The next parak we just had on Daf Yud Beis, but four blot later, it's already listed. So the Mishnah doesn't have to say it on Daf Yud Beis if it says it on Daf Tezvav. So Gemara answers finally, Hashad Asas Lahachi, once we've come now, so Esr Ma'arba Nami Lafshirahu, so we can give the same answer for the 24. The 24 brachos not being said on the middle, Ta'anios is true. It's not said. Why isn't that listed as a difference between the middle fast days and the last fast days? Because it's going to be listed later on. Diktani la be'idach pirka. Because it's going to be listed off in the next parak. So that is why it's not. So we can't make any diukim for the fact it's not there. Period. So we end off without a question. Therefore, we can accept the idea that The middle fast days do not have the brachos of the special 24 brachos shmona esrei. We can end up saying that anenu is said in shomei tefila by a yachid. My havi Allah, what's the halacha lemaisa? Amar Shmuel bar sas ratoi v'chein amar of chia bar ashi amarav bein goel lerofe. It is said between goel lerofe. For Ashi Amar Bishay Rabbi Yana Bishay Rabbi Shmuel Bishomei Atfila VeHilchasa Bishomei Atfila. So we end up saying that Aninu was said in Shomei Atfila by a Yachid. That's what we passed. If you look at the in Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Samach Hey, the Shulchan Aruch said Yachid Omer Aninu Bishomei Atfila Bein Yachid Shekibel Alav Tainis Bein Yachid Hamispalalim Atzibur B'Tainis Zibur. Right, no matter what we say, my Yachid says Aninu in Shomei Atfila. V'chein shliach tzibur shemisada tefila so belachash ki Yachid dami u b'Shomei Atfila. The Chazan, when he says his silent Shmoneh Esrei, also says it in Shomei Atfila. Right, this is interesting. It relates a little bit to the last Amud we discussed back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where we discussed the topic of the shliach tzibur. Part of the reason that there is something called tefila belachash is so that the Chazan is able to be misada tefila so the Chazan could practice what he's going to say. We had a machlokas there between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Netziv. Whether if a chazan usually davens his privately, he davens Ashkenaz, let's say, and the tzibur davens Sfarad, what should he do during a silent Shmoneh Esrei? So Rav Moshe says that he has to daven whatever he's going to daven, because that's the whole point of the tefila balachash. So here is an example, though, where everybody agrees that you're going to say a little different Shmoneh Esrei, the same words. So if it's not the tefila, so it just means the same words, it doesn't make a difference. But here you can have a little different order about the Shmoneh Esrei that is being said balachash and the Shmoneh Esrei that is being said b'tzibur. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Then the Rama adds, V'omro kodeb ki etah shomeya, we say aninu before ki etah shomeya, v'lo yachtom ba'one be'eis sara, we don't answer with a bracha v'one be'eis sara, ela kishemagia l'chol eis sara v'tzuka yisayim ki etah shomeya tefilas v'chulu. Right, we continue going to the finish of Shomeya Tefila. Then he ends off, what do we say? Anenu biyom tsom ta'anisenu, v'chulu. Quoting the language of the Rashba. What's the Rashba? This is the Rashba in Teshuva. The Rashba in Teshuva was asked, let's say somebody's having a tainus yachin, in Simen Chelek Aleph, all the way at the beginning of his thousands of tshuvas. Chelek Aleph and Simen Chathei. The Rashba says, if a yachin is fasting, does he say anenu? Anenu? Answer us. He's the only one fasting. What if he's the only one saying Anenu? What language of tefillah do we say? On a regular day, we know that we say B'davin in plural, Rifa'enu, Re'ena Va'anyenu. So that's fine, because we're all saying the same Shemot Esrei. We're all in the same boat. But what about Anenu? So says the Rashba, was asked that, Yachash Kibel of Tainus, Omer Anenu, B'yom Soma Tainus Hazeh, Ki Amrina, like it says in Brachos, that Lishtatif Inish Bahadi Tzibura, O Yomer B'lash and Yachid, Tzibura Yachid. So says the Rashba, Tshuva Omer Anenu, V'shaper Dami, we say Anenu. Even though I'm the only one fasting, dula olam lishtati v'hadei tzibura, always be b'shadei with the tzibur. V'kachadu osim ma'isim b'chol yom. Every time it's yachad that we could take upon ourselves, we say that. V'imbal lahosif v'lomar dvarim shein divrei tachnunim. Aye, isn't it a little inconsistent? Because let's say I'm going to add in my own private bakashos. I'm going to say aneinu b'yom som tani seinu, and then I'm going to add in my private bakashos, and that's going to be in lashon yachad. It's being lashon yachad. We ask Hashem to help me. V'rotzi bekadosh rachamim. That's okay. It doesn't matter. Ke'ein kabel chalavi v'damish and ismatu b'tainasi. Special nusach that one says by a tainus that my fat and blood that's being nismaid on this fast day should be like the fat and the blood of a karban. That's in singular. That's okay. Shaper dami says the Rashba. It doesn't matter. You can still say anenu. But interesting. What is the Rashba's lashon? Anenu b'yom som hatainus hazeh. It does not say b'yom som ta'ani seinu. That the Rashba doesn't deal with. Is there any? So the Rashba deals with the first word of the prayer, anenu. What about saying b'yom som ta'ani seinu on the day of our fast day? Is that appropriate? You're the only one fasting. Let's say it's a ta'anis yachid. Says the Taz, that you can't say. Says the Taz, that sheker. You can't say b'yom som ta'ani seinu on a private fast day. Says the Taz, right here, at the beginning of Tav Kuf Samachay, that the Rashba was only asked about the first word, anenu, but he was not asked about b'yom som tani seinu lo heishav al zeklum the zavada in la omro to husheker to keep it she'ein rabim misanim hayom right. But it was like a barashba who nachar. I like the Rashba's nosach b'yom som atainis hazeh, but not b'yom som tani seinu. Therefore, I say like my father-in-law the Bach, who says that you have to say b'yom ta'anasi, not b'yom tainis hazeh. That is the Taz arguing on the Ramah. Because the Ramah says b'yom som tani seinu. So the Taz says, hey, if you look in the source of the Ramah, the Rashba, he only talks about anenu, not b'yom som tani seinu. That's why the Taz argues and says, no, you have to say either b'yom tainis hazeh or b'yom ta'anasi. The Magen Avram here says, no, come on. Rama's right. The Magen Avraham says, yes, the Rashba wasn't focusing on that phrase, but you're still allowed to say the plural. Why? Because, where's the Lashon? V'kasha imkach klum. D'i efshar shalo yeh echad besof ha'olam shemis'ane hayom. It's got to be somebody in the world fasting with you. You know, it's just somebody in the world fasting with you. So if you sometimes he's saying it was okay. He could have said, you know, another reason, which we'll get to in a second, but he said there must be somebody fasting. But he even adds, interesting, also look at Simen Kuf Yud. What's Simen Kuf Yud about? Kuf Yud, Tfilas HaDerech. Kuf Yud, Da Hayotzi LaDerech, Afilu Yechidi Omer, Shetolu Chenu L'Shalom. Mishum De'i'ef, Sheshlo Yehe Echad, Besof HaOlam, Sheolik Gavkin BaDerech. You're the only one traveling? No, somebody's on the road. Somebody in New York, New York roads, you don't have to worry that somebody else is not on the road. You can say Tolu Chenu L'Shalom with confidence. But even if one is in a quiet town, says the Magen Avraham, that one is allowed to speak in plural. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham and says that's the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam is to say plural, Biyom Tzom Tani Seinu, Tolu Chenu L'Shalom. That is not a problem. Good. Yeah. Oh, on our fast days. That's what it might mean. Some other Achronim say that also. It might also mean future. On fast days that I'm doing today, that you're doing tomorrow, right? So that's more of a general, generic language. That's more like the language what the Rama says, kind of like not to be Mishanim, Mabeo Shetavu Chachamim. So that's the Lashon. Okay, let's now continue. Two dots. Tani Chada Ubaros Umeinikos Misanos Barishonos Misanos Bachronos. What about pregnant women and nursing women? Do they have to fast on these fast days? On these fast days that are added on for the rain? So we know that Yom Kippur, they have to fast, because Yom Kippur is a Daraisa. Tisha B'Av, they're supposed to try their best. Again, there are certain groups of Jews that have the minug for nursing or pregnant women not to fast as much. But again, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are chomer. The other fast days, one has to follow their minhag. But again, if you look at Shulchan Aruch seems to say that one should do their best. But again, if one has to ask their posek, so poskim will say outright, nobody should fast. No pregnant women should fast on the other fast days besides Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So again, one should ask their local posek. What about these other fast days? So the fast days for the rain. So one, Brisa said that they should fast on the first ones and not on the last ones. V'tani yidach, a second brisa says, Misanas b'achronos v'emisanas b'rishonos. The opposite. They should fast on the last ones and not on the first ones. V'tani yidach, and the third brisa says, Ein misanos lo b'rishonos lo b'achronos. They should never fast. They shouldn't fast on the first ones, they shouldn't fast on the last ones. So what are we paskin? What's the first? There's a set of three. What's going on here? So Amar Ravashi, Nikot emtsa'isa b'yadach, grab the middle one in your hand, the mitartzan kulu, because this answers up them all. What does that mean? So the way Rashi and Tosfos interpret this line, nakodem siyasa, that means grab the middle fast days. That the middle fast days are the only ones that they should fast. That they have to fast. Why? The first set of fast days, there's not as much charon af. We're not at the stage of dire straits yet, but the first three fast days, that's why they don't have to fast for those. They don't have to do the last seven because that's too hard. Can't do the last seven in a row for them to Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. They can't accept. It's too hard. So the middle ones, nice compromise. And if you say that's the pshat, then all the brises work out. It just depends what each word means. The first brisa that says that they have to fast on the first ones, not on the last ones. First there means the middle ones. And last there means the real third ones. The one that says that they have to fast on the last ones and not on the first ones, that's the first and the second set. And the ones that say they don't have to fast at all, lo b'rishonos, lo b'achronos, that means the first and the third. But the middle one is okay. So if you have that interpretation, you just have to work out what does rishonos and achronos mean. But that's Shitas Rav Ashi, nekod emtsa'isa, b'yadach, debetartzan kuli. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. In Tavkuf Ayin Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says that the pregnant and nursing women should fast in the Atziras Kishamim fast days on the middle ones. The Magen Avraham just says, Ha'ara, if the reason that they can't fast on the last seven is because it's too hard, let them fast at least the first three of the seven. Why don't they have to? They don't have to fast seven. It's too long. But we already established from the middle one that it's already dire straits enough that they should fast. So ask the Magen Avraham, why don't they at least fast the first three of the seven? We know that three they're able to do. Some of them. Unless if you want to have a ritzifus, you want to have just some of them. So shouldn't they fast? The Magen Avraham says, no. Once they're not fasting for the set, it goes in sets. goes in sets, and therefore there's a chativa achas, and if you're not fasting for the seven, then you don't have, you have to fast for the first three. But that's all based on the reason of Rashi and other mepharshim, that the reason they can't don't fast on the seven is because it is too hard for them to fast all seven. Yeah? Those fasts, they might have been more common 500 years ago. You know, might have lav dafka that they didn't have it in those days. They have some fasts, even Eretz Yisrael today. Sometimes there goes a tainesim if it's a real drought. Sometimes there goes a tainesim. But again, it's 500 years ago, it might even been more common. So that is the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham's question and answer. There are other mefarshim. I saw the Rabbi Yehonah's son, Milunel. He gives a different reason why they don't fast on the seven. And that is... What is he quoted here? Rabbi Yonah said, "Tirei shatav shuvaras amos anas b'sheva achronos mishum shemachmas shemotziin behem as a table lachutz." Those last seven we mentioned, they're very emotional fast days. You bring the Aron Kodesh outside, everybody's wailing. It's very serious, so it's more sakana issue because they're going to see that they're going to get so overcome with tsar v'habechi v'adimam rubin bosan ayamim choshev shemi yistachnu misanu. So that's why those seven are different. But according to that reason, the Magen Avraham's kasha doesn't get off the ground. You know, why? At least three out of seven, but according to that reason, no, even one of them is a problem, because you're worried about the danger of the teva being brought out and the emotion being overwhelming. Ubrabas eminikos, right? They might lose their milk, they might, right, for whatever, the post were very worried that in that case, that the demi and the dim and the bechi would have be overpowering. So that is the two reasons why they wouldn't fast on the seven, even if it's too hard on all seven, or because even one of them is besakan. There is a Vilna Gaon here. Oh. Vilna Gaon says, what do you see from this line that we're talking about Rishonos and Achronos, but sometimes Achronos doesn't mean Achronos. Sometimes Achronos here means, like for example, in the first Brisa, it says, Misanos be Rishonos ve Misanos ba Achronos. Okay, that one's good, but the second Brisa, Misanos ba Achronos ve Misanos be Rishonos. So Achronos really means the second set, but it calls it Achronos. So the Vilna Gaon says, you see sometimes in the Torah, that the word achron is used, even though it doesn't mean last. It means second. It means after the previous. Achron doesn't dafka mean last. Like it says, by Yaakov Avinu coming back to meet Esav, Vayasem eshvachos v'yaldehen rishona, vezlea viladeha achronim, ves Rachel ves Yosef achronim. So you see the word achron could mean after the previous, but not, even the middle ones could be called achronim. The Gra was once asked by a maskil, it says the pasuk in Chagai, Godo yeh kavod bayis ha'achron, right? The bayis ha'achron will have the greater kavod more than the rishon. So you see, there's only going to be, and that's talking about bayis sheni. So bayis sheni, I see, is finished. So the Gra was asked, you see, bayis ha'achron, that's the last bayis. So the Gra says no. Quoted the pasuk by Leah and Yaakov, and also what we had last week's parsha, Parsha's Shemos. What did it say? Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'haya imo yaminu l'cha v'lo yishmu l'kol ha'os harishon v'haminu l'kol ha'os ha'achron." Even though he's talking about the second one, there's going to be three. There's going to be the tsaras, and there's going to be the mate, and there's going to be the blood. Three osos that he's going to show paro. Still, the second one is called achron, even though the third one is going to be the dam, where water's going to change to dam, and that's going to be the third os. And then the Gra says, and that's my answer to you, maskil, because it says, v'aya hadam lochem la'os al habatim. The dam, the fact that there's another os, after the Achra one is a riot to the button. That's going to be a Bayis Shlishi. V'haya hadam azos la'os al habatim. The fact that this is called Achron by the Osos, and yet Dam is going to be a third Simin, that's going to be an Os, that there's going to be a Bayis Shlishi, even though this Pasuk in Chagai says, Kavan HaBayis Achron, referring to Bayis Sheni. So the Gra knew how to read Tanakh. That's, put a few Achron together. That's his remez in the Pasuk to give an answer to this Shiloh. There is just one other, there's another way to read the Gemara. This is all fine and beautiful for Rashi and Tosfos. That we put, what does it mean? Ravashi says, take the middle one. The Rambam obviously read this Gemara differently. He probably only had the first three words of Ravashi's answer. He probably did not have the Mentar Tzad Kuhu. Because the way the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Sidus Paragimel, that the Ubaris and the Midgos have to fast the last set, not the first two. So what is Emsa Issa mean? So Lachora Emsa Issa, according to the Rambam, he assumes means take the middle brisa, not the middle fast days. The middle brisa says they have to fast at the end, because those are the most chamor. That's what the Rambam understands. This, he had, either, again, he probably didn't have those last three words. Upe elu asheva bilvad ubarus menigas misanos. Which makes sense. Those are the most chamor. Just the opposite of Rabbi Yehonah, so to say, they're not allowed to fast on those last days. The Rambam says they only fast on those last seven, not on the early ones. B'shara Tanios, Einu Boros, and Menikos Mis'anos. That's what the Rambam paskins in Gimel Hay of Hilchas Tainis. So he obviously had a different pshat. Maybe he even had a different girsa in the Gemara. Okay, two dots. Let's continue. Ma'ili Yisera Salah Rishonos, Elisha Be'elu Masriim, and Olenes Achanuyos. The Mishnah said that the last set, the last seven, we had Masriyan. So what exactly does Masriyan mean? So we translated it as shofar, but maybe not. But my Masriyan, what does the word Masriyan mean? Rav Yehuda Amar Bishofaros, Rav Yehuda Breid, Rav Shmuel Barshelis, Rav Yehuda Rav Amar Ba'anenu. So machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav. Rav Yehuda says Masriyan on the last days mean actually blow shofar a couple of extra times. And Rav says Anenu. This does not mean our Anenu, because our Anenu that we say Anenu, B'yom Tzav Taniseinu, that we say everybody agrees to that. You say that even on the first couple of sets. Anenu here means the Anenu that we say at the end of Slichas. Anenu, Kedon, Anenu, Anenu, Avino, Anenu, Anenu, Barenu, Anenu, that whole separate tefillah, that's a special tefillah. Rashi quotes a little bit of it in the first wide line. That's the Anenu that's being referred to here. Masri'in means cry out in prayer, not cry out with shofar. So it's a machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rav, what is the pshat of the Mishnah? Kol salkadai, so we assume at this point, man d'amar ba'anenu lo amar b'shofarus, man d'amar b'shofarus lo amar ba'anenu. We assume that they are mutually exclusive opinions, that each one does not hold of the other opinion. V'hatanya, is this really true? Ein pochsin, it says in the Braisa, ein pochsin misheva ta'anios al hatzibur, shibohen yudches hasraos. We say that we're not poches on the seven extra fast days, meaning the last set. We don't have less than 18 hasraos. What are 18 hasraos? We add in 6 brachos each time, and there's an extra 3. There's 3 tzkiyas by each of the brachos. So that's 18. The simon ladavar yericho. And how do you remember what a hasra is? Think of yericho. The yericho shofaros ave, and yericho had shofars. So v'tziyuf de l'man d'amar ba'aneinu. So how could the man d'amar, how could Rav say that Masri'in in the Mishnah means aneinu? We have a whole braisa that seems to say connected to Yericho to mean shofaros. So Ella says the Gemara, you're right. B'shofaros d'kol yabal aplikit d'kar le hasra. Hasra in our context, when our Mishnah says Masri'in, it definitely means shofaros. You can't get out of that by these last seven. Ki pligi ba'aneinu. What does this mean? So the way Rashi interprets this, when it says Masri'in by other types of plagues, not by rain stoppages. We're going to have later in the Masechta other types of Magefos. There it also says Masri'in. So what does that Masri'in mean? That's the question, whether though that Masri'in can mean Anenu. Mar Savar Karale Hasra. Some say that saying the extra Anenu prayer is called a Hasra. Umar Savar Lo Karale Hasra. Some say it's not. Continuing. Laman Damar Ba Anenu Koshke Bishafaros. The one who says that means Anenu. Yes, you can blow shofar, but really the Chiddush is that the Anenu prayer is said. Laman Damar Bishafaros Ava Ba Anenu Lo. But the one that says Shofaros, it means only Shofaros, and the extra prayer of Anenu is not said. Period. So by the fast days for rain, for sure it means shofaros, but by the fast days for other magefos, then it might mean also anenu, the special tefillah of anenu. The Rishonim here are bothered that we had a Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which mentions that on fast days we did not use shofaros, but rather we used chatzotzros. We used trumpets. We didn't use shofaros. So what's the Mishnah, the whole Umud here talking about? Shofaros, shofaros, chatzotzros. Ask the Ravid, ask the Rabban, ask the Rashbo, what's going on here? So says the Ravid has a Chiddush. The Ravid says the whole discussion, the Ravid is quoted in the Rabban, the whole discussion in our Gemara is not talking about the shofars that they blew during Shmona Esrei, during the extra brachas. Those were chatzosros, that's true. But says the Ravid, after davening on these fast days, they blew some extra kolos. Why? To be masker akedas Yitzchak. Reisi laraivit. The lavo shafar shal brachas kamar. The hani chatzotros tani. The kohenim havi. Avo batakia shal achar tefila kamar. Kishemar ben betachnunim. Token b'shofaros kedi lahazkir elo shal Yitzchak. That's what it's talking about. The Ravid says on these extra fast days they blew extra tzkiyas, and that was done after davening, and that's what the shofaros are. So take it literally. That's what shofaros are. The Ran and the Ramban give other reasons. They give opposite reasons. The Ran suggests that maybe Chatzosos were only in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Shofaros were outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban says the opposite. Maybe Shofaros were in the Beis HaMikdash and Chatzosos were out. But again, either either distinction. Again, we can talk about this as far as why, but that's the Ravid and the Ran's chilek. But then the Ramban says another pshat, and that is, you know, maybe it's lav dafka. You know, shofaros here, but sometimes chatzotos are called shofaros. Maybe don't take it so literally. That's what he says. He had to look up a tana lemikri shofar lachatzotzra the ishtani shmayu lo asi elafuki hasra bapeh. The chiddush here is just to say hasra doesn't mean with davening, but lav dafka that it's shofar versus chatzotzros. Those are three or four different answers why it talks about shofar here. Again, number one, that it's talking about the shofar after tefillah, the Ravid. Number two and three, maybe it's Mikdash versus Gvulin in either direction. And number four is the Ramban, that maybe it is Lav Dafka. Very fascinating shuva of the Avnei Nezer in Simen Taf Chaf He. The Avnei Nezer, Sheela, I don't think he was asked this, but he's asking it himself. Sheela. When Am Yisrael went out to war, do they have to blow chatzotzros when they go out to war? The pasuk says in Baloschav Chisavo Milchama Baartzachem. Oh, the Ein Chiyev Ela B'Sha'oyvim Ba'im LeMilchama Al Yisrael. Or is the only chiyev chatzotzros when they're being attacked, not that when they are doing the attacking? Self defense when there's a tzara. That's a tzara. Going out to war, Melchemes Mitzvah, maybe not. So he thinks it's the second one. He thinks the Chiyuv of Chatzotzros is only when they go out to war, only when they're being attacked, not when they're going out to war. Why? V'raya, Shaharabam Lohevi HaMitzvah B'Melchama B'Frat. Rakul Hariyah Be'Isara. Where does the Rambam say you have to blow Chatzotzros? Not in Hilchas Melchama, in Hilchas Malachim. In Hilchas Tainus. Hilchas Tainus, when he talks about Tsaris. When there's Tsaris, then you got to blow Chatzotzros. So when you go out to war to conquer, to expand Eretz Yisrael, that's a tzara. It's not a tzara. That's a war, but it's not a tzara. And Val Karchach, and he even adds, because you're going by Mal Yisrael, Nikri Yisrael. When they're attacking us, that's an Eitzara. Aval Yodel Mechabes Rishus. When do you go out to Mechabes Rishus? With a Bezdin, and after you ask the Ur Batumin, and there's a promise that Hashem says, I'm going to take care of you. That's not an Eitzara. The Kaljigate, Yodel Mechabes Rishus, and a Kibish Eretz Yisrael, Shehuftachu Yeshua, Lozu Eitzara, the Ein Mukhayav and Litkoa, Bachatzotros. That's what he says. That's why you only use Chatzotros when you are being attacked and not going out. What about Yericho? Yericho, they were attacking. Yericho, they were attacking. So what about there? Because he says there, the chatzotzros and the shofaros were not being used like they usually nor. There, they were used just to do, like Hashem says, you know, do that to make the walls fall down. That's not a model for any later war. That's why, that's a special case. But generally, said the Avnei Nezer, he thinks that the mitzvah of chatzotzros, b'shas milchama, is only when Bnei Yisrael are being attacked, and not because that's a sarah. He's a medayik in the Rambam, but that's a Hilchas Tainus, not a Hilchas Malachim. Only when they be being attacked, and not when they are doing the attacking. Okay. Second wide line. So we just said that when it comes to other fast days, not for rain, so then there is a machlokas, that's when Aneinu might be said, the extra tefillah of Aneinu. Vatanya, is this really true? We learned in a brisa of Ashar Kol Mini Peronius and Mesvachos, other types of plagues, kigon chichuch, if there's a type of something as an itching plague, chagav, grasshoppers, zavuv, etzira, bugs, flies, wasps, v'yitushin, mosquitoes, v'shiluch, nechashim, akrabim, snakes and scorpions, lo hayu masriin, elatzoakin. They weren't masriin for these fast days, but they were tzoakin. So b'ditzaaka b'pesh, hatzura b'shofaros, hatzura b'shofaros. So if the contrast is masriin and tzoakin, doesn't tzoakin mean scream out with your mouth? So doesn't that mean that the hasra, that is the shofar? So even by other plagues, we see hasra being shofaros. Kasha on Rav, because again, we just said that Rav holds that hasra by other plagues means anenu, tefillah. So the Gemara finally says tanoi, he really it's a machlokas tanoim, whether hasra by other plagues means pep or shofar. Titania, as the Brisa says, Al-Elam Masriim B'Shabbos on the following, is really a Mishnah, the Tznan. Al-Elam Masriim B'Shabbos on these, the following, you can be Masriim on, even on Shabbos. Al-Ir She'kifu Gaius, on a city that the army has surrounded. Oh, Nahar, or a river that is overflowing into a city. Interesting, Rashi here on Nahar, I didn't see anybody talk about it. It says, Nahar, see the fourth line, four lines from the bottom. Mispashet V'yotze Lachutz, the river is coming, going, overflowing, so what would you think? And the people are in danger. What does Rashi say? Lishtov es ha-sadeh ve-es ha-batim. Es ha-sadeh. So es sadeh, is that sakaras tefashis? Rashi throws in sadeh. So it's unclear exactly, but Rashi says, lishtov es ha-sadeh ve-es ha-batim. We know that you're not allowed to do anything for violate any isurim to save money for hefsed meruba. Maybe a derabanan, maybe pathly eskanan Jew, but if it's a real daraisa, you can't. But Rashi says maybe the emphasis is the bias and that there is sakana like the other cases. V'yala svina hamutureves bayam, or let's say there's a boat that's being thrown around in the water. In all these cases, you're allowed to be masriyan on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer la Ezra avalolitzaka. You're allowed to be masriyan, whatever that means, for Ezra to get help. But not with tsa'aka, and not for tsa'aka. What does tsa'aka mean? Not to gather more people in order to daven for you. Amazing Rashi. Again, Rashi, second to last line. But let's talk about tefillah. She'enonu betuchin kolkach she'toil tefillah seinu. Litzok aleihem b'Shabbos. We're not so batuach that our tefillah is going to be answered, that it's going to be helpful to cry out to get other people to come daven on Shabbos. We're not so batuach. That's what some of the mafarshim say. This means it's only about tefillah davening for a nes, davening for a regular derech hateva Yeshua. That of course we daven. Of course we do our best in terms of tefillah. But when it comes to maybe if this is a hatzalah b'derech nisi, that's where it would be inappropriate because that's what we're not sure about. But that's the brisa, so we didn't get to the diyuk yet. But my ilim b'shofaros, are we talking about masri and b'shofaros? Shofaros b'shabbos b'shari. So do we blow shofar on Shabbos for this purpose? Elo laba anenu. It must be talking about the anenu tefillah v'kari le'asra shma mina. So therefore, that brisa assumes masriin means anenu, and they're called today hasra. So that's another brisa. So it ends up being a machlokas tanoim whether by other plagues the lashon of hasra can mean anenu or it always means shofaros. Period.
Is it blowing shofar
on Shabbos is derabanan?
So why is it so far-fetched that in such cases derabanan would say you're
right? So why is it so far-fetched? That's a good question. Why some of the first believe it's derabanan at most? Maybe it's even a chach. It's chachma ve'ena malacha. It's not even a derabanan. We go to Shema Yavirenu. And if you remember back in Rosh Hashanah, we discussed that anything that has to do with the tzibur, a chovet tzibur, not even goes there. That's why we're not goes there. Kriyas haTorah on Shabbos. Why is the difference between Kriyas haTorah on Shabbos and Megillah on Shabbos? Because Kriyas haTorah is a chovet hayachid, chovet harabim. The Gra said. So here, so again, the assumption is that this is even without as much of a tzorach. So we have to some kind of say. There's no sakaras tafashas here. You have to assume right now there's not a direct help, and that's why that's the diyuk. Okay, two dots. During the time of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there was certain plagues, not rain, other types of problems. Gozer plus Esrei Tananios, they were gozer 13 fast days, and there was still no answer. So we see that the set of 13 is not just for rain fast days, but they did it in these sets also for other magefos. So they weren't answered. Some of them makes their tvei, so they wanted to be gozer more than 13. So Amalei Rabbi Ami, Harei Amru, and Matriach Tzibur Yosim Midai. Rabbi Ami says, no, we're not Matriach Tzibur more than we have to. Amr Rabbi Abba, Breder of Chia Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Ami, the Ovid, Legarmehu, the Ovid. Rabbi Ami, who said we're not goes there on the seabird more than they could handle, he said that Legarmehu, the Ovid. What is Legarme? Look at Rashi, third line. La'atzmo darash, shalo amar el lafisha hu lohaya rotze lehisanos. Legarme means he didn't want to fast anymore. So he said, oh, you can't do that to the tzibur. You mean gozer yosim midai, because he didn't want to fast anymore. The Stechemed writes, he can't believe this Rashi. The Rav Ami would say a sheker, because he didn't want to fast. So he says, he doesn't think this could be the right pshat, he thinks the other pshat. Legarme means he didn't hear this line from his Rebbe. He said it himself. He said that you can't be gozer yosim midai because he himself didn't want to fast anymore. It's a little tzarech iyun. Sorry? So Rai is not Rashi, but even so, the Talmud of Rashi. How can the Talmud of Rashi say this? But that's the other pshat. He's Lagarmi. He said he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Ella Hachi Amr Rebchei Bar Abba Amr Rebbe Yochanan. So rather this Loshon El Lagshamim. But the statement of Rebbe Yochanan that the only time you have a limit of 13 is by rain or the lack thereof. But by other plagues, just keep fasting. It's not time bound. If there's a plague, other by rain, it makes sense, as we'll see in a second, to have limits. But by other plagues, it's whenever the plague stops, it makes sense to keep fasting. Tani Nami Haki, like the Brisa says, Kshamru Shalosh, Ukshamru Sheva, Lo Amr El Ligashamim, when it says the limit of 3 and 7, that's only by a lack of rain. Avalashimini Peranios, Miss Alsin Vahokan Ashayanu. So they keep going until they fast, until it stops. Lema David Yiftah Rabbi Ami. So let's say, is this Brisa against Rabbi Ami? So Rabbi Yochanan said it okay. But now that we have a Brisa that says there's no limit. So how could Rabbi Ami before say there is a limit? So Amr Lachar Rabbi Ami Tanoi. Rabbi Ami would say, no, really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Right, which again makes it sound not like the Rashi. Sounds like Rav Ami was really saying this seriously. Some say you're not gozer more than you have to. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, in gozer Yosef Mishlosha say Tanios al Tzibur lefeishim etshrichan al Tzibur Yosef Midai. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you never do more than 13 on any type of plague. Rishim Gamliel Omer Loman Hashem Musad. No, there can even be more than 13. El Abish Yotzes Manas Revia. When it comes to rain, so then we say if you've passed the rainy season, then what are you still fasting for? It's not supposed to rain now. Well, you ask Hashem for an ace, then it makes sense to have limitations on the fast days. Mashiach, when it comes to other plagues, other fasts, as long as it's going, you know, the plague is still going, and therefore, we have to keep davening so that it stops. So there are, we see, other types of fast days for plagues other than rain. There is a chiluk that the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Taanios, that there's still a difference between the ones for fast days and the ones for rain and the ones not for rain. The Rambam writes in Gimel Yud Aleph, Kol tainis shegozer natzibur b'chutz la'aretz. First of all, any tainis in chutz la'aretz. Ochlim baba laila v'dina kedin shar taniyos. You're allowed to eat at night. It doesn't have the chumrus of all the later fast days. She'ein gozer natzibur tainis chutz kagon som kippur. The only time you have a tainis that has the severity of Yom Kippur is Ella b'eretz Yisrael bilvad u'beglal ha'matar. Only in Eretz Yisrael and only for rain. Oh, but the other types of plagues, or even for rain in Chutz La'aretz, that does not have the severity of the Heinuyim and of all the halachas that we spoke about in the previous Mishnayos. That's the Rambam's important point, that Shart Saris, not all Rishonim agree to this, but Shart Saris never can reach the severity of a fast day for a stoppage of rain. Rain is unique. Maybe the rain is a symbol of Parnasa, so that is unique. Rav does not mention Tisha B'Av there, into the comparison to Yom Kippur, right? Because Yom Kippur is the model that even maybe Tisha B'Av was patterned after. So Yom Kippur is the model.
Or maybe what the Rav said.
Yeah, we said yesterday that it's a different kind of fast day. Tisha B'Av is a different kind of fast day, not focused on Shuva. Okay, yeah. Right, so a physical threat, you'll have fast days, but we still, the Misori is, according to the Rambam, we wouldn't have the same, we'd fast and we'd daven, but we wouldn't have the other inuyim. We would be able to wash and wear shoes. Those halachas for
you.
Right, but again, rain, first of all, means the crops aren't growing and people might starve. You know, so again, it's not, it could lead to, also a terrible time. But again, that's the Misori that we have. That the fast days are only for the rain. Second line, Sholchele b'nei Ninveh l'Rebbe kagon anan da'afil b'tkufas tamas b'ina mitra. The people of Ninveh sent to Rebbe, even though in Yonah they were not Jewish, but obviously here they were Jewish. People sent to Ninveh to Rebbe, we need rain even in Tammuz, in the middle of the summer. That's where we live. Heichi Nevid, what should we do? We need rain. Ki yachidim daminim, should we be treated like a tzorech yachid, like a private need, and therefore, as we'll see, put it in one place of Shemona Esrei? O karabim daminim, meaning as follows. Ki yachidim daminim u'b'shemei tefila, should we treat it as a tzorech yachid, and therefore put it in Shemona Tefila? Like we put all private tzrachim, all private bakashas, if we have to ask Hashem something, we put it in Shemona Tefila. O karabim daminim u'b'berchas Hashanim, or should we treat ourselves like a whole rabbin that needs rain, and save it, Saint Talamatar in the summer? Right, this relates to the Tshuva of the Rush that we mentioned a couple days ago. We'll go back to that in a second. That's their question. Should we say it in Shemaya Tefillah, or should we say it in Birchas Hashanah? The Ran points out here, he says, if you look at Masechas Avodah Zarah, you're always allowed to add it to every Tefillah, right? In Rifa'enu you could add in, and in other Tefillahs, Bariah you could add in. So what's the issue here? So the Ran says, no, there's a downside. That right for sure in Shemaya Tefillah you could do it, but why couldn't you do it? Right? There are special tefillahs for Parnasim in Baruch Aleinu. The problem here is that rain is a siman klala for the rest of the world, so that's why there's a problem by putting it in Baruch Aleinu. It's not like stam another tzarech yachid which you're allowed to put in every bracha, but here it's a siman klala for everybody else. So that's the problem why they might not be able to do it, and that's the answer. Shalach lahu ki yachidu damiso bo Shemaya Tefillah. You put it, you treat yourselves like Yechidim, and you put it in Shomei HaTefillah. Meisvi, is this really true? Oh, we have a Braisa. Amar Yehuda, Emas HaBizman Shashan, Kitikna, Vizal Shon El Masam. When do we say that the rules and regulations of the Saint Talomata apply? When the years are going correctly, like they always go, and Am Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, and we're in control. Av Bizman Hazeh, HaKolofi HaShanim, HaKolofi HaKomos, HaKolofi HaZman. But Bizman Hazeh, you have to go by the year and the place and the time, which sounds like the Saint Talomata, this is the way Rashi reads the Gemara, that it's the context of the Saint tell the matar. So then we should say that everything could switch. So Amalei, Masnizer Amasalei the Rebbe. Well, you're asking this brisa of Rebbe Yehuda on Rebbe? Rebbe Tana who public? We're talking about Rebbe here. Rebbe's allowed to say what he wants. Rebbe's a Tana, and he could argue, and Rebbe could say that Pesinta Lamatar is fixed. My Havi Allah. And what's the Lamaisa? That if there is an area that needs rain, where should they say it? Should they treat themselves as Yechidim or a Rabbim? Rav Nachman Amar Rebbe Chazanim, Rav Sheshes Amar B'Shomea Tefila, V'Hilchasa B'Shomea Tefila. The Halacha Lamaisa Shomea Tefila, so if there's a whole land that requires rain, then they say it in Shomea Tefila. So remember the Rush we discussed a couple of days ago, that was Metameh, why there are so many places that don't say, he wanted to say it even in Baruch Aleinu. At the time, he just doesn't like this halacha. And we mentioned from Reb Chaim said it the whole year in Shema Koleinu. Again, this Gemara obviously relates. I didn't mention then, because I didn't see it then. There is a tshuva in the Shevet HaLevi. Discussion by the other Achronim as well. The Rav Vosner writes in Chelek Aleph, Simon Chaf Aleph, he has a tshuva that he got a question from Uruguay, which is under the equator, where their seasons are totally backwards than in Eretz Yisrael. So is Australia also, in South America. So the question is, their winter is summer and their summer is winter. So they're also, they're subject to these rules. So the Shevet HaLevi has a chiddush. Not all Achronim agree to this. I've heard of B'Shema, other Achronim, they argue with this. Gdolim from Eretz Yisrael 100 years ago, Rav Vosner here writes that the whole discussion in the Gemara is impossible that it's talking about these types of seasons. It must be, when do the Gemara say, Ninveh and all those others, countries which basically are like Eretz Yisrael, but they have to start earlier, they end later, there's an extension. But if you have a season which is mamish lahefech of Eretz Yisrael, so then how can you say that we go by the same Talumatar? How can we say that you go by the Eretz Yisrael's rules? It's totally opposite. So he says, Aval ana matza kvodo shebemakom shenefku asmanim legamre yehei gshamim achra pesach because they're achra chad heim tzmeim legshamim zeinu. He says it can't be, and these must no posik. He says the Gemara was not talking about this. Bahalo dibra poskim v'al matzasi l'shum posik mafursim sheyomer she'aser oz l'shol kikomash dibra poskim bazeh ha'im imedinos asmuchom le'eretz hakdosha umedinos Europa shekulam shamim bazeh shekaisu kai shalanu v'chor v'chor shalanu elo shezem machdim zem ma'acher v'yadati she'eni kedai aval tori. But that's what the Yeshiva Levi says, that it would be switched, and if you're under the equator, south of the equator, then you would be able to say it in other times. But again, not all poskim agree, but that's what he says, that different than Ninveh.
Is there any need
to do it exactly 6 months after what? After Tkufa, the Shishim Tkufa? Not sure. Whenever the rainy season starts, they gotta figure it out.
What do people do?
I don't know. Australia. I don't know. There's something davening for it, but they start Shishim Lutzkufa. We learned that we daven, we say it separately because Tzitel Matar goes by where you are also. That's what the assumption is. But again, that the I don't think they do it differently. Maybe there's somebody listening in Australia. Can email one of our mispalim are in Australia now. So if you're listening, so email us back. What does it say in their siddur? Vayter, two dots. The Mishnah said that on the later fast days, that on the Monday you open the store a little bit towards nighttime so that people could get some food, and on Thursday then you open it the whole day because of Kavod Shabbos. So Yibayluhu, what does it mean that on Thursday the whole day it's open? Does it mean that on Monday you open it a little bit towards the end of the day, and on Thursday you open it a little bit all day, meaning it's only partially open all day? Or do we say that on Monday it's open a little bit at the end of the day, and on Thursday it's open normal? It's normal, it's open as usual the whole day. So Tashma, Titania, B'sheni Matan on the Erev, B'chabishi Poskin Kol Yom Kulo, B'pnei Kavod Shabbos. So we use Lashon of Poskin, so we see that on Thursday it's business as usual because of Kavod Shabbos. Ha'yilah Shnei Psachim, but if you have two doors to the store, you can do something differently. Poseach Echad, Poseach Echad Oal Echad, you can leave one door open and one door closed. Ha'yilah Itztava Kenega Pitzcho, if you have a bench in front of your store, poseach kedarko v'ein echoshe. So Rashi says this line is talking about even on the Monday. If you have a bench in front of your store, so your front door doesn't go out straight to the street, that's already bitsina enough, and you don't have to do anything else. That's how Rashi understands this line. Period. If these have passed by and it's really late without rain, then you have to minimize masu matan ubinyan ubinatia and building a natia. Tana says the Gemara. What a type of building? Binyan, binyan shall simcha, natia natia shall simcha. So simcha dika buildings and simcha dika plantings. That's what's usher. Eze binyan shall simcha zeh bonet bais lachasas beno. Binyan shall simcha means if you build a house. They used to build houses for their children when they got married. They used to get married in the house and the kids used to live there. Oh, eze natia shall simcha. What's a natia shall simcha? Zeh natia a varniki shamalachim. If a person plants an avarniki shamalachim, what does that mean? Rashi gives two pshatim. Either on the day that a king has a son, they plant a tree in the child's honor, and when the child eventually becomes king, they cut down a tree and build his throne out of the wood from the tree that was built when that was planted when he was born. That's one shot of what avarniki. Or the other shot is just like a big tree that the king used to stroll under to get shade. So two pshatim, what that means. But that's netiyah and binyan. So we had yesterday, if you remember, machlokas aposkim, what about the masu maton? Is that also limited to shal simcha, or is that even non-shal simcha? Ubishayla shalom, and also the saying hello to each other is not done in the regular way at this time. Tan rabbanan chaverim ain shayla shalom beinehem. Tamidei chachamim don't ask shalom from anybody, from each other. Ami haaretz shalom. Let's say an am haaretz asks a talmid chacham, how you doing? Shalom aleichem. So he doesn't know. Sometimes it happens, like in a base avil, somebody forgets, says shalom aleichem. So machzir lahem b'saf rafa ubekoved rosh. So we answer softly, try to give him the message that it's a different kind of day. And we sit with ituf, with our talesim, and we sit like avelim and excommunicated, like people who are pushed away from Hashem, until we have rachmanus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, period. We'll stop here. Get into some Agadita now. We'll start with Emor Belozer tomorrow. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Schiffer family, Lezecha Nishmas, Meir Zavel Ben Avram Zev, and Chaya Esther Bas Nachum Yitzchak.